Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen Performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacrosse.com. The House of Christian Lacrosse, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacrosse, Ricky. Lacrosse.
J'adore Vivienne La Vie et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Siren, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a House, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
And put your hands together. On the
bass,
the real,
to be
real.
Wait, the legendary,
Kelly Mizrahi.
What the fuck?
What's going on, boys and
We are live back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. And it is Classic Tuesday with the legendary one herself, the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi, on Classic What the Fuck Tuesday. How are you motherfucking doing? To all my girls that's on the phone lines and all my gentlemen that's on the phone lines, I want to say hello to y'all and thank y'all for calling into the show. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody that's in the chat room, to all my girls and my girls in the chat room. How you doing? I want to say how the fuck are y'all doing in the motherfucking building. I want to give a big shout out to Ballroom in the chat room. Who else I noticed up here in this chat room, honey? Hey, Poppy, to Lisa, to Mother 007, and to all my guests and TJ. I want to say hi to all of y'all, and I don't know, we got so many guests. All y'all guests is in the chat room, honey. Y'all need to make a name, honey. Make a name for yourself, honey. Instead of just coming under guests, it only takes about 2.5 seconds to make a profile, honey. Make a profile, honey, so we can see y'all name, so we can give y'all a shout-out. But it is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday, so it's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck are you thinking about. It's just about what the fuck. Everything is what the fuck. Feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely tune in with your what the fucks. And to all you girls who's running around speculating that the House of LaCroix ball is canceled and the venue has been changed and the date has been changed, it is false rumors. The ball is still on the same day, still at the same time. And like you just said, honey, you can go to Lavish LaCroix and definitely go and check out all the categories and everything. You know, we gave y'all a preview on the show with the commercial of the grand prizes and the cash that they're giving out. But definitely go check out Lavish LaCroix, honey, and get it all, honey. Get all the hotel information and everything. How you doing? And the North Carolina Awards Ball is definitely coming your way. They also have a commercial and a whole bunch of cash categories and things that they're giving out. So definitely check that out, honey. It's on Facebook. You can catch it on Walk For Me, and they will definitely be up here to promote the ball really soon, along with the LaCroix also. So all you girls that's out there, if you want to take and have a commercial and promote your ball or promote anything, it don't even have to be a ball. If you want to promote yourself, honey, you can definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and you can definitely promote whatever you want to promote as long as it's safe. You know, we're definitely advertising for only $100. So definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com. How you doing? But we are here. We are in the building. I definitely did recap Detroit last night, honey. I don't know what's going on with my service. I mean, my service is giving me shins over here tonight, children. So y'all going to have to be with me, honey. But I'm definitely here in the building and everything. And I see we have a caller. Let me see who this caller is. Hold on. 317-833. You're live on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Hello? 317-833. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, baby. They're just listening, honey. But we definitely going to get the what the fucks off and running and all types of shit, honey. I want to know, Miss Sang, what the fuck is up with all those ugly-ass motherfucking big niggas, Miss Sang, that want to be in drags, Miss Sang? What the fuck, Miss Sang? Drag is not for everyone, bitch. That's my first what the fuck, honey. What the fuck is up with the girls, honey? Hold on. Honey, what the fuck is up with the girls being motherfucking escorts, Miss Thing? And every time you see them, Miss Thing, they never have nothing to show for, Miss Thing. What the fuck is up with that, honey? Let's talk about that. What the fuck is up with that, bitch? They say they make coins down, Miss Thing, but every time you see them, Miss Thing, they look like one old bum bitch. What the fuck is up with that, Miss Thing? That works my nerves, Miss Thing. That really tickles my motherfucking handy, Miss Thing. I'm really gagging at that. Hold on, I have another caller, honey. Hold on, 773-540, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's going on, Miss Kelly, legendary Ms. Arahi?
What's going on, Destroyer?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling, honey. What the fuck is on your mind?
I heard you getting your life in Detroit, honey.
Yes, honey. I thought I was going to see you up in the Detroit.
I know. I'm just getting ready for the $5,000 in the Midwest Awards Ball March 5th. I don't want the girls to see me until then.
Oh, I know. That's right. So you're staying in the house.
Yeah, I'm hibernating like a bear.
I know. That's right. Hibernating. Shasha the Destroyer is hibernating like a bear, honey. Yeah. So what's going on in Chicago, honey?
Nothing. You know, we just had the blizzard, whatever the case may be, you know. I really want to go to St. Louis this weekend because it's for $950. And I'm really trying to go to the St. Louis Miko Carnival, the Valentine Ball.
Yes, I heard about it.
Yes, I really want to go there and get that $950 if I can be ready for the Midwest.
Oh, I know that's right, Mishasha. Mishasha's going to St. Louis, honey. I know that's right, honey.
Okay. And one of your housemates, Relic Mizza, want to say hello.
Who?
Relic Mizza.
Oh. So, Relic, I said hello.
Kelly said hello. I seen that battle between Skittles and Laomi.
What do you think about it?
I think that, okay, my opinion, you know, not because, you know, because Skittles is Herrera or whatever, and I'm going to be very fair about the situation because I'm a fair person. I believe that Laomi, she was performing, but she wasn't, like, you know, going the fuck off like how she used to. And it was like, you know, Miss Skittles was like, you know, trying to get, you know, give Miss Laomi a little, you know, go, but, you know, she ticked out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But it was real cute, though. The battle was real, real nice. I really enjoyed both of them. They both was very, like, you know, sickening. I really lived.
I know, that's right. Well, at least I would see it. That was honest. Definitely honest, honey. Why are you fooling out like that, Miss Shasha?
That is crazy because I am so mad that I did not come to Detroit because Cottrell was telling me y'all was at the hotel. They was high off pills. Y'all was running up and down the hotel room. And I know what it give with you, Kelly. And I was so mad because I wanted to really be there and for the Detroit Awards and the Rumble. But I was so mad.
Well, girl, baby, the girls trying to get me, honey. They was trying to get me, honey. I was gagging. It was a mess. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. They was at me, honey. They was at mother, honey. They was at me, honey.
Oh, my God. Kelly, wait, you not coming to the Midwest Awards Ball?
I'll be at the Midwest Awards Ball. Miss Marco said that she wants me at the back of the runway for Big Girl 6. I'll be seeing Miss Marco at the back of the runway for that category.
Are you serious, Kelly?
Yes, she said it on the microphone at the ball, at the Rumble. She wanted me at the back of the runway.
Oh, I cannot wait. This is going to be the battle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's not going. That's my next what the fuck. What the fuck is that with the girl saying it's going to be a battle? The battle is not her.
But Miss Marco, the bitch is sickening. I have to give it to her, Kelly. She might have a trick on her sleeve.
Yeah, honey. I hope she does, honey.
Kelly, I'm going to fuck you up.
All 15. Hold on, Shasha. Stay right there, Shasha. I got a bunch of more callers. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Hold on.
Okay.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Or what the fuck Tuesday with Kelly and Shasha the Destroyer. What the fuck?
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Hey, what the fuck is
what's
up with
going
Jason
on?
Prodigy getting his face beat up? Cause he
you said what?
Off. Jason Project got beat up because he was running his mouth.
Oh, no. When did this happen?
Again. That's
when?
Friday.
Oh, no. Honey, I got to get the view on that. Okay, thank you, Taylor. But they said they want to know what the fuck is up with Jason Prodigy getting his face beat in at First Fridays. Anybody in Philadelphia that knows the tea about this, please feel free to definitely call in here and tell me the tea. Honey. Oh, no, honey. Hold on. My phone is going off, honey. Hold on. My red phone is going off, honey. I'm listening. Okay, I know you in me, honey. I should do it, honey. Hold on. We got another. Oh, no. I had another caller. Oh, no, they said Miss Jason got beat by this chow in the diner in Philadelphia by this butch queen, Miss Day. What the fuck, Miss Day? What the fuck? Why is Miss Jason always getting beat by these butch queens, Miss Day? Oh, my God. Private caller, you're live on the air with Kelly and Shasha the Destroyer. How you doing?
Hello, Kelly.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hi, Kelly. This is Slim Queen with 15 inches.
I know
Hi,
who it is.
Hi. I wasn't feeling good last week. That's why I couldn't call in. I had a cold. It's been really cold out here. But anyway, I have a what the fuck. I want to know what the fuck is up with Jason being back on that crack and that Philly. She looked up.
You said what?
What is up? I said I have a what the fuck. What the fuck is up with Deja LaPerla back on that crack and that coke and all them drugs? Because she was just in Philly on First Fridays while I was down there. She was doing coke in the bathroom, and she was on top of the table, fell off the table, and she hogged up the ball, and the girls was trying to get her off the floor doing LSS, and she was trying to battle everybody, and she was high as shit. She said she don't do drugs anymore.
I heard that they have a video of her.
Yes,
you know,
she's on YouTube. I heard they have a video on YouTube
with her doing chasing the children around the club and all types of things.
Yes. She was on top of the table, and Alvernia tried to move her off the table, and Miss Thing got an attitude, and she got on top of the table, fell off the table. Then she was trying to Vogue and failed out all her dips, and then she tried to battle every LSS, and she touched the Brina icon on her face. And
thought she did voodoo.
She was carrying. She's back on those drugs, though. She's back on those drugs, and Mama needs to stop.
I need to
go to the house.
Oh, no, Miss Day.
It's embarrassing. And by the way, I have one more what the fuck. And what the fuck is up with Rico looking very skinny nowadays? Excuse me. She looks very skinny. And that's not.
Oh, baby, you know you gotta have the girls, baby. You gotta have the girls calling in here, honey. You come and wake up the show.
You really,
well,
really do.
Press one, please. Press one. I've been sick for a week. I'm back here. I'm back.
Well,
now.
You stay right there. You stay right there. 15, because we got a lot of callers who just started pressing one. Hold on.
Thank you.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Or what the fuck you say?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
What the fuck is wrong with the little choir?
I don't know. You told me.
Turn up the sound down.
Wait, can I say something
you
real quick?
You tell me,
Kelly?
Baby.
Yes. Kelly, can I say something real quick? So you call us down for what the fuck? If you're going to have a what the fuck, please say why. Please say your what the fuck and what the issue is. Don't say what the fuck is up with Donald Clark. Say what the real problem is. Stop being a lace queen and say what the fuck you got to say. That's all. Lord.
That's all.
What the fuck is up with Donald? Yeah, she said, what the fuck is up with Don LaCroix? Okay, what the fuck is up with her? You say what the problem is, girl. Like, come on, honey.
No, that's right. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hey, what the fuck is up with me falling in love with 15 with 15 inches?
You said what? Are you a bottom? Do you get fucked? Because if you don't get fucked, I don't want you.
Oh.
I only fuck. I like to fuck.
Good night.
I like to fuck.
Do we got cross on? She like fucking.
I like my dick sucked and I like to fuck. If you don't like to fuck, then hang it up.
What's your favorite position? What the fuck, 15? What's your favorite position? How you like to fuck?
I like to fuck a dude. I like to put handcuffs on him and fuck him doggy style and fuck him the way I want to fuck him. And if he runs from it, I'm going to poke him some more.
Oh, don't fuck with 15.
Not at all.
I know that's right, honey. Hold on, we got another caller. 267-701. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's up, Mother Kelly? What the fuck is up with Jay Blotting beating out for Star Statement of Legends at the Philadelphia First Friday
wait,
ball?
Hold on, baby. Hold on, your phone broke up. Say that again.
I said, what the fuck is up with Jay Blotting, Shay, and Dee Dee Chanel when she came to throw her out looking past her like she was a piece of shit?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Jay could call in here and ask, honey. And if anybody in Philadelphia is on the phone lines, well, I know you're from Philadelphia, but if anybody in Philadelphia and if y'all around Alvernian or y'all know Alvernian's phone number, please tell Alvernian to call into the show and he can listen because someone's going to call in and they have a couple of words for Alvernian and maybe Alvernian can comment after they say what they have to say. So if you're out there, tell Alvernian definitely to get on the line. Because a caller has texted me earlier today, and they said they have a piece. They're going to rip a piece into Alvernian's ass. So maybe Alvernian could be on the phone line, and he can hear. And if he has a rebuttal, because they comment, you know, he can rebuttal. So please, if anybody in Philadelphia, please get him up here.
Kelly, now you know whoever told you that they was going to say something to Alvernian, they ain't going to say shit. They always say they're going to say something.
Trust me. This person is going to address Miss Alvernia.
Okay,
trust me.
I start it off? Well, Alvernia, what the fuck is up with Alvernia stepping on balls in Philly when all her balls are late and she's always trying to rush her balls through and she never had the coins for her balls? She's doing all those rent parties, honey. Well, let me start it off. Well, Alvernia, if you heard it, call in, honey, because I need to know what the fuck. Also, what the fuck is with Jay Blotting still being on that mic? Jay Blotting cannot chant. His chant has always been horrible. For the last 15 years that I've been listening to him, his chants has been terrible. Why are you ball promoters still giving Jay Blotting the mic? He cannot chant. He sucks.
What the fuck? Hold on. We got another caller. 248-352.
Live
on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hi, Mother Kelly. This is Mother Janice from Detroit, and I was calling in.
Hey, Mother Janice,
Alvernian.
How you doing?
All right, I'm fine. Is Alvernian on yet?
Ooh. No, Alvernian's not on yet, honey. Maybe if he's listening, he'll press 1 if he's listening. But I got a bunch of callers, so I don't know if he's on. But maybe he might be listening or somebody will tell him what you got to say, and he'll get up here on this line.
I would prefer if he got on here because I like to handle things very directly, and I like to get every point across where he can say whatever he has to say, and I definitely am going to say whatever I have to say.
I think Alvernia is in the dentist's office.
Anybody in Philadelphia, I've been trying all afternoon to find Alvernian. Somebody in Philadelphia, please get Alvernian on the phone.
Please tell him to call in
because somebody wants to address him. Please get him up here on this line.
Please hit me up
at LegendaryKellyMissRightHereYahoo.com, and I will definitely clear the airwaves, and I will definitely make sure Alvernian definitely does get a spot on the show, because Mother Janice had something to say to Alvernian. So, Alvernian, if you're out there, if you're listening, any prestigious out there, y'all on the phone lines listening, or anybody in Philly to get his number, hit it up. Let him know that the girls need to talk to him about something. How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know me, Kelly. You know I'm a very direct person. I really don't get off into like a whole bunch of the BS and to kick in with the girls and stuff like that. Like if we cool, we cool, and if we not, we not. But I had seen Alvernian at the Chicago Escada Ball back in December, and I don't know if he took it personally or how he feels about the situation, because when I walked off from the conversation that I had with him, I thought that it was at peace. I thought that it wasn't any hard feelings because our awards balls were planned on the same day. Yes.
What?
Oh, this was Manish Chanel. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, this is Manish Mizrahi from Detroit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to call her. She's scared of you, Janice. Janice, I'm really scared of you. She's going to call her.
I know you're good. I advice.
We're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm trying to see if we have him on the line. Hold on, let me see. No, he didn't answer the phone.
Who's not answering the phone?
Alvernia didn't answer the phone, honey.
Alvernia can't talk right now. I just told you he was at the dentist's office. He had to get his teeth fixed. He can't talk right now. He can't talk.
Let me tell you, Kelly, the what the fuck, because I was listening to y'all, and I want to follow protocol. So my what the fuck is, what the fuck is up with all of the unnecessary drama, the shade, the lies, the deceit? But he laughed in my face in Chicago and walked off as if it was nothing, as if everything is cool. But then I hear, and this is what I want to address him, because I want to give him a chance fairly to say whatever he has to say. I hear that he was telling people my bar was canceled and we were snowed in. We had 16 inches of snow, and he called my son TJ and said good luck on finding a commentator because Jack and Selvin was already booked, which was not true because I paid cash for Selvin and Jack's tickets weeks ago, so they were already booked with me.
What the fuck is up with Jack and Selvin being in Detroit and not being in Philly? What the fuck?
Alvernia been doing that for years. He always laughs to get the girls to his rent parties. This is nothing new, honey. You're arguing with the prestige that got kicked out by the House of Herrera. What's the point? What is the point, honey? But yes, she's an icon. Girl, move on.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't understand, you know, because, I mean, we always talking about bridging gaps and doing this and doing that. That type of stuff doesn't bridge gaps. It makes them further.
What bridge gaps is when you pop a bitch in her teeth, honey, and then that's how you bridge the gap, honey. That's how you bridge the gap. Pop that bitch right in her teeth. I bet you she won't do it again, honey.
I know that's right.
That's all, honey. All this talking about and bridging the gap, girl, fuck a bridge the gap. Honey, if you want to do that, go to the red carpet for all that bullshit, honey. If you want to bridge the gap the right way, honey, call tens of tops, honey, and just say what you got to say.
And that's how I feel, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. Because it's not, like, how are you going to call my son and tell him to wish me good luck? Bitch, I don't need your good luck.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
You should have called him back and told him, I wish you good luck on your appointment with your dentist, honey. Them teeth is horrible, honey. Her teeth is horrible. Oh, gosh. Her teeth is horrible, honey. Oh, it's sick. Woo, them teeth are icon, honey.
Honey, our teeth, honey. Oh, my God. I want Alvernia to call in, honey.
I want to get this situation resolved.
But I have a question, Janice. When you converse with Alvernian, how did you understand anything that was coming out of his mouth? Because I never understand shit that come out of his mouth when he talks. So how did you understand
anything? Because we were standing there, like, literally talking face to face. I mean, like,
wow.
You know, I was listening because, that's what you do. So I'm listening, and the way that I walked off from it is like, okay, well, everything is good. You know, I didn't plan my bar with any malice, and for the past 10 years, my bar has always been the first Saturday in February. So I didn't replan my bar to try to give it
right
to him or anything like that. It's not that. It's enough barroom people to go to every region. I didn't get it.
Well, if you think you heard that he said that Detroit was snowed in, don't go to your bar. More than likely, he said it. So just say what you have to say and do what you got to do, honey. You just have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, you're right.
But I wanted
to give him a fair chance because, you know, that's just what it is, and it's out of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Fair chance is bullshit. Johnny's now, come on, honey. I know you. You know me.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a problem with meeting up in the middle of the street. You know,
I know you, honey. I know you. I know you.
But it's not that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be so senseless to fight over. And I thought that his comments and stuff was rather senseless. And I would rather tell him to his face than walk around quietly with some shade on my mind.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just knock another tooth out his mouth. It's not like he got anything missing. You know, just knock another tooth out. Hey, hey. Ain't nothing new, honey. Ain't nothing new, honey.
Oh, the girl, somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and said, what the fuck? If she knocks another teeth out of his mouth, that's going to be another rib party we got to have. What the fuck? Y'all girls on this Yahoo, they say, y'all bitches are shady, honey. Y'all can definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com and definitely send me your what the fuck, and I'll definitely read them on the airwaves. I have over 90 girls on the phone line, and nobody is pressing one to say what the fuck. All y'all girls is going to say
somebody
on the phone line.
Somebody tell Deja LaPerla call in, please. Deja, please call in. You was just on that late girl Vicky Gaddy show on YouTube, that little not girl. You was just on her YouTube show. So, girl, you can call into the top. I know you're listening, Deja. Get your high ass off that coke and crack pipe and call in so I can read you, honey, because you look a fool in Philly, and you need to be told, honey. You need to be read down for what you need.
Kelly, I did see it was a post. Well, there's the callers out there. The callers listening. And the call for Deja up here on the line. East Coast Mother Nicole, are you out there? Are you listening? The girls are requesting your sister. They want her on the phone line. Hold on, we have another caller. Excuse me, 717-565. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Hello. 717, yes, you're live on the air. 717-565, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, darling.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
What's going on? Who is this? Hello. Hello.
Live on the air.
I don't know what's going on, baby. You got to get that phone together, honey. Get that phone together. Honey, the girl, get your phone together.
Hey, Kevin.
Ooh. Yes.
This Denise, I'm finna make this other call. You know my number. Text me when he comes on here or if he comes on here.
I sure will.
Okay, make sure you do.
Okay. But if I've already called in here, we are definitely getting him up here on the phone lines, honey. Baby. Well, baby, it is what
she's
the
not
fuck
coming.
Girls,
I told
the fuck
you
is on your mind, baby,
in her
honey.
Mouth.
What the fuck?
She drugged up on Novocaine right now. Her teeth are in utter shock right now. She just got a root canal put in. This means she's not calling in, girl. I just said, y'all think I'm lying. I have no teeth, honey. She's not calling in. She used that money from the Philly Awards ball to get her root canal down in her mouth. She just got it done this morning. She's not calling in.
Mm-mm. Hold on, we got a number. We got a Philadelphia caller. 267-266, you're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
This is Al Vernian. What's the T?
Oh, Jenny's come back.
Hold on. Hold on, 15, hold on, let me be quiet.
Somebody woke me up today, was on a show reading me. What's the shade?
Hold on, I've heard it. Don't go anywhere, hold on. Hold on one moment. Okay. Hold on.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
But why are you calling Janice? Can I ask the chat room a question? How many of y'all think Alberti is going to deny that he said he's going to deny that he said that he didn't say whatever he said about Janice Ball?
Well, who is this?
Please hang up and try your call again or contact customer service.
Well, who is this?
TJ, you can hear me in the chat room. Can you please get Janice back up on the phone, TJ? Hold on, Alberti. Janice wanted to talk to you. She was just on the phone. She just hung up. Yeah, call back in right now. Alberti is on the phone line. Okay. She's calling back in right now. Hold on, Alberti. Because Janice want to address you about something. Hold on. She's calling in right now. Okay. Well, 15, Baby.
Yes.
We are here, honey. I got a sorry for you, private. You probably need to call her with a number, honey. Hold on, honey. We got to have Jamie's caller back in right now. We got to get Jamie's up on the line, baby. But while we wait for Vernie, don't go on no place. While we wait for Jamie's to call back in, let me pay some bills with the House of LaCroix commercial.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some salmon and nibbly things?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond. 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Fem Queen performance is now $500. All American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Fem Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Space, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Okay, Jamie's out running in. Y'all
I'm here. Now, what's the chick?
Y'all
live
on the air.
Hello, Ivernium.
Who this, Jamie's?
This is Jamie's. How are you?
What's up, babe? I'm good.
Okay. Ooh. Now, what happened last week with all of the backlash and the lies and the shade? Like, when we seen each other in Chicago and we discovered that our boss was on the same day, I felt like when we walked off, it was no air of shade. It was no hard feelings. It was what it was. But you called my son Saturday, TJ, and you told him to tell me good luck on finding a commentator because Jack and tell me you were booking.
No, no, let me tell you what I said so you can get him on the phone. Now, I called TJ to see what he was doing, and he said, I'm getting ready for the ball. And I said, well, who commentating? Because Jack was supposed to be commentating the Dorian Corey Awards ball. Then Jack texted me and told me that he was going to Detroit because y'all had already bought his ticket.
Oh, girl, you liar.
Well, who is this saying, oh, girl, you liar?
Don't worry about it, honey. That's my colon. It's your tooth. It's your tooth, girl. It's your teeth in your mouth. That's who I am. It's your teeth
no,
in your mouth, girl.
It's yours
it's
in your mouth.
It's your teeth in your mouth.
But
oh, girl, you so petty. Girl, get your life together. Come on. You ain't got no life enough better to do a read on a radio, girl.
Get your teeth together, honey. The day I get my life together is the day you get your teeth together. Would that ever happen?
Mine together, girl. Anyway.
No, it's not. It wasn't together at the award ball. It wasn't together at your ring party.
Well, I had something that I wanted to say. I thought that it was highly disrespectful. I thought that it was highly rude of you and quite pompous and very arrogant to call my son and to tell him to tell me good luck. You
I
already knew.
I didn't tell you anything.
No. But you already knew.
Me and you had a conversation on Facebook. No.
But you already knew that they were booked at my party. So what was the luck for?
No, it wasn't because Jack name was already on my flyer months ago.
Well, why was he in Detroit?
Huh?
Why was he in
Hey,
Detroit?
Alvernian, this is TJ.
Well, why don't you call Jack and get him on the line now?
No, there's TJ. There's my son that you called Saturday.
And I did call him.
Okay.
Now, tell her what
now, I said.
Now, Allen,
when I was spending
you,
to Mr. Allen Saturday with my daddy, Mooka, and me and you talked, you said
I told you
that Allen, that you said,
ball, right?
Who's commentating
wait,
this ball
wait,
Saturday?
Wait, wait, wait. Everybody can't talk at once. We got to get this out. Everybody can't talk at once.
You sit there and said, who was commentating the ball Saturday and Sunday? I said it's supposed to be Jack and Selvin. You said, good luck, because Jack is here at the hotel. Him and Selvin are checked into the hotel, and Jack is doing the ball Friday at the Breakfast Club, and Saturday or Sunday they're doing my ball. So good luck finding a commentator. I hope y'all can get me.
I said that Jack and Selvin was commentating the Wars ball.
But, I mean, this is what I didn't understand, because I didn't get the phone call, because regardless to how it was going to go down, where did I need the luck?
You didn't need no luck. What do you mean?
That's what I didn't understand the phone call. I didn't understand
Because he said that Jack and Selvin was commentating the voice ball, and me and Jack had already talked and said he was commentating my ball until a couple of days before that when he texted me saying he was going to Detroit.
And both of them were in Detroit, so who needed the luck?
Nobody needs the luck. What do you mean?
You sure what?
You had a successful ball, and I had a successful ball. So what do you mean?
Oh, lies. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I don't believe that you called with the whole nice routine that you acted like now. I believe that you were calling being funny, and I believe that you were trying to give it. And, I serve a God that does not let me walk into different shady situations and stuff like that. So I never was worried about it. But after I kept hearing, oh, well, they said y'all got 16 inches of snow, and they said nobody is coming to the ball, and the ball is canceled and all of that, like, I would never
do anything.
I did, and several other people did. Kelly even told me when she got here that she heard it, and she's not from the Midwest or Detroit, so how did she hear it?
Did I say y'all was snowed in? And the ball was canceled. I never said anything like that.
Well, I don't know. I wanted the chance to ask you directly, because I don't do all the talking behind the back. I'm a very direct person. I'm a very upfront person. Anything that I have to say or will say, I will always say it to that person and like to address that person. So that's what it was. It wasn't to hoop and holler. It wasn't to threaten you. It wasn't to do any of that. But it was to get some things understood. The luck I did not need. Jack and Selvin were here. I had a very successful ball amongst all the shade, the rumors, the talking, the bad mouthing of Detroit and just the Midwest period. Everything goes on as planned, whether a lot of people come here or not, and that's all that I really had to say, because I thought that it was ridiculous. And again, I didn't need the luck.
Well, Janice, are you still there?
She hung up.
Well, like I told everybody, I told you before I burned you down this phone, I told Jamie and I told everyone that he was going to sit here and deny and act dumbfounded. And what did he do? He acted like he was dumbfounded. And he was
Shaw, get your
just,
life
girl,
together.
Girl, go brush your teeth together. Tell your mother to brush her teeth. Have a good night, girl, wherever you is. You brush your teeth, girl.
My mother
will brush hers when you brush yours. You brush yours, girl. Okay. All right.
Kelly, are you there?
I'm here, honey.
Hold on, we have some callers.
Yes.
Wait, who is that?
That's Tyshawn.
This is Tyshawn.
Oh, hi, Tyshawn. I didn't know that was you. I was looking for you. Hey, Lucas.
What's going on?
Oh, no, we got another call. A private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Father caller. Okay, I guess not. The next call I have is 347-316. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. Tell your mind, caller.
Just listening.
Who's that?
So why the fuck you pressed one? She ain't just listening. What's the deal? Kelly, what's up, Nikki? This Mara and Kiana. What's the deal?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
bitch, what the fuck is up with you coming to motherfucking Baltimore to the awards ball and acting like you don't know a bitch when I speak to you? What the fuck is up?
Ooh. What the fuck is up with me being up from 8 o'clock in the morning, getting on the road at 1:30, coming to motherfucking Baltimore? I was tired as fuck. After I seen you, I went behind that speaker and went to sleep until he called me to the judge's panel. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm joking with you. What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much, just sitting up here just chilling, honey, on the phone with my grandson Tasha and my Benji Kong girlfriend is 15, Fem Queen with 15 inches.
Hey.
A Fem Queen with 15, oh, well, all right then. Nicole?
Huh?
No, Nicole's not here. I'm looking for her.
She not up on, oh, shit.
No, she not up in the building today. She probably low-riding. She probably low-riding from a private number. She's listening, though.
Oh, shit. All right, well, we just wanted to let you know we was up on the air. That's it.
I know, that's right. Work it out to my legendary sisters up on the air, Lorraine, Sunny. Thank y'all for calling in, honey. I'm going to get y'all back on.
All right.
Okay, we got another caller. The next call I have is 347-348. Live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Oh, that's not his call. Let me hear.
I don't know.
347-348, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is in your mind?
I want to know what the fuck is up with that big rhino thinking she can walk realness.
Who are you talking about?
Say name.
Ugly ass Monica.
Who?
That's just for
Monica who?
Who is Monica TV to?
Monica Pendoff from Detroit, Michigan. That bitch belong in the zoo.
Oh, girl. Oh no! You know what?
Does she really belong in a zoo?
No, she don't. Monica Bedard is like Miss Ursula from The Little Mermaid. That's who she looks like.
Oh my God!
She looks just like Ursula from The Little Mermaid, don't she, Kelly? You know, remember Ursula that was in the water? That was the creature.
I know.
She looks like her. She looked just like her.
Oh my fucking God!
She looked just like her.
Was those one of the bears you were talking about yesterday, Kelly?
Yeah, she got crunched under her neck walking down the street.
Oh yeah, Kelly.
She got crunched.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, crunch, Captain Crunch, honey. She got crunch.
Oh baby, thank you, Kyle. I'm gonna place you back on hold. Feel free to pass the water at any time. Come back on. Honey, baby, if you out there on the phone line and you definitely got a what the fuck, feel free to definitely press one at this time, honey, and we are definitely taking your what the fuck. What the fuck is up with the girls? We did the girls in Detroit, honey. They said they look like lions, honey, the Detroit Lions. What the fuck? Honey, oh, shit, they said they look like dinosaurs, bitch. And teach. Classic, honey. Why you falling out like that? You are falling out down, honey. Hold on, I gotta pay some bills with North Carolina. Hold on, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the 3rd annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Savings, $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Driver, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. 3 trophies,
World Cash Award of $100. Female of the Year Performance, 3 trophies. 1 Cash Award of $150. Female Figure Face, 3 trophies. 1 Cash Award of $150. Big Girl, Triple Threat, 1 trophy. 1 Cash Award of $200. Female Figure Realist, 2 trophies. 1 Cash Award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Book Queen European Runway, 3 trophies. 1 Cash Award of $300. Book Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $300. Book Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $200. Book Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $100, plus a $10 pop. Book Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $100, plus a $10 pop. Book Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $100, plus $10 pot. Book Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 Cash Award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
We are live back on the air for What the Fuck Tuesday. 15, Tashana, y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here. Okay, honey. Well, baby, honey, the girl came up and took off, honey. I was gagging, honey. I was really gagging at the children, honey.
I don't know.
Somebody want to know what the fuck is up with all these children still running around here fucking raw. What the fuck?
Damn. I have another what the fuck is up with that? It's 2011. Kelly, I have another what the fuck. It's really serious. I want to know what the fuck is with all these. What's up with all these female figure performers, femme queen performers, Vogue femmes, anybody that Vogue? This is for y'all girls. What the fuck is up with y'all doing all this karate kick dipping and all this stopping and y'all call this voguing? This is not voguing. What happened to hand performance, the five elements? What happened to doing floor performance and a nice spin? All this Tasmanian spinning and this uncontrollable falling out your dips. I mean, can we start chopping the girls nowadays? Like, what the fuck is up with all this bullshit voguing? Can someone please, of this new era, tell me why the fuck y'all vogue like this?
What you know what it is? You know what it is? The girls are so into the stunts and the tricks that they're not into the performance and captivating the girls and keeping them mesmerized with the performance mistake. It's all about what dip is next and what spin is next. They need to know how to have the art of performing with the hands, the duckwalks, the catwalks, the spins, and the floor performance and still put the stuff in it and keep the girls captivated. They can't do that anymore. The girls are just about when you got the girls on the sideline and they're snapping their fingers and they say, because a bitch did a dip, bitch. But it's not all about the dip, it's about the whole performance.
Exactly. But, Kelly, this is the problem that I'm having. I was at the Philly Awards Ball, and I was at Philly First Fridays over the weekend. Now, for Vogue Femme, all these girls did the same thing. They did a crazy spin, running into the crowd, falling out their dips, doing the same tired moves. Nobody gave a hand or an ounce of a catwalk. But yet, you had icons like James Caan. You had Toni Revlon. You had Man Prodigy, Warren Milan, those type of girls on the panel, but yet they didn't chop. Why are they so scared to chop these girls? Like, chop. Maybe the balls would move quicker if y'all would be real and just chop. Chop. Chop.
I don't know. Maybe somebody can call in and tell us why, honey. Feel free to press one. We here. We live on the air. We got 48 minutes left, honey. Somebody call in. This lady got a vibe. What the fuck? What the fuck? Honey. What the fuck is up with all those motherfucking queens walking around this day when they know they have no motherfucking business walking around this day when they know they should be out playing mud wrestling?
Don't get me started. They need to make
a new category called football, some queen football around this mud wrestle.
Miss Thing, when I tell you some of those Detroit femme queens that I saw, Miss Thing, that's all I have to say, Miss Thing, they look like Yokozuna, honey. No, ma'am.
Somebody want to know what the fuck is up with the whole Florida champ they released Leave It to Be La Perla's. What the fuck? It just came across my IM. Hold on, I have a caller. 757-853, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling to put in my 2 cents on the voguing and the stunts and the antics. Y'all still on that or y'all moved on?
No, we haven't moved on.
No, you
still
can't
on.
Keep
moving
on.
I don't
know
what
the fuck is on your mind.
Please, what's on your mind?
Because I'm quite curious, too. No shade, I would like to say this. As far as I can tell, the only reason why these queens still keep doing this type of stuff is because, not to be funny, a lot of people aren't voicing their opinions, i.e. the older heads, the legends, things like that. They're sitting on the panel smiling at this shit and then turning around and reading after the fact. Instead of reading on spot, they wait until the function is over. And then try to make girlfriends. Tell those girls now that all those karate kicks and jujitsu belongs in the gym, not on the vocal floor, because I'm tired of getting kicked. No shade.
I know that's right.
So if the girls have this conversation like we're having right now at the function, maybe they'll stop.
Honey, so
and they keep saying voguing has. And when I hear Selvin say, "Well, voguing has changed," you have to just go with the era of the ballroom scene. My problem is that voguing is not supposed to change. Voguing is voguing. Voguing like a femme queen, imitating a femme queen. But it doesn't mean that everybody has to be a Laomi. Everybody doesn't have to be a Cassandra. Please be your own self when you vogue. Girl, stop trying to be
Laomi.
Thank
you for saying that. Oh, my God.
Laomi is Laomi. Laomi is legendary because she was known to, you know, vogue like she was on a hospital bed and she was fighting for her death, honey. That's how she vogue. And she's sickening when she vogues that way. But all you other girls, stop trying to imitate her, please.
Please and thank you. I agree. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Laomi. You're not Laomi, girl.
Yes, scream it louder. You are not Laomi.
I hope one of you vogue them girls, and I pray to God, I hope one day.
Break a leg.
This year that one of you girls break a leg or break your face, and maybe y'all girls will stop voguing like that.
No, we don't want to wish bad on people.
No, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Maybe y'all stop the bullshit. Y'all stop that bullshit. Just hit your smack your face on the ground. That's what y'all doing anyway, honey. Pay it.
Oh, my God. How you doing? I have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're good. The next call I have is, they hung up. Sorry to call back in, honey. Meanwhile, you just made another topic, honey, for tonight. I mean, the girls voted out here so crazy and stuff, honey. I want to see what the girls are doing, honey.
Listen, I feel like
I don't think a lot of the girls would be able to walk, honey, if they was just to have something kind of performance. Hold on, we have a caller. 917-693. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, caller. How are you?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. What's
your
name?
Hi, Keisha. Hey, 15, Kelly. What the fuck, you don't have 15 as your motherfucking co-host? What the fuck?
Co-host because I'd be too busy. I'd be busy a lot, so I only could call in when I
15,
can. I'm
15,
a busy girl.
15,
I'm busy.
15. I know. I said 15. I know. At least one day, because baby, let me tell you something.
Okay.
You are bringing, and no shade to you, Kelly, because I know you can't do it all by yourself. You're bringing life back, and I love when you bring up topics that the girls call and voice their opinion. Because baby hit a nerve about the
Butch Queen vocal. Keisha, this show is called Tens or Chops. It doesn't mean shades of gray. It's either one or the other. So that's what we need to talk about. It's either one or the other. You see it or you don't see it. Not all this, oh, well, I gave her tens because, you know, she, you know, such and such gave my house member tens. Let's stop the bullshit. Just tell it like it is. Girl, y'all girls vogue a fool, or y'all girls look a fool, or Miss Deja put the coke down, put the crack down, you look a fool.
Oh, my God.
Let's call it spade a spade, honey. It's a fool.
Kelly, she is so right.
Yeah.
Okay. These girls, first of all, these girls are going on YouTube, and they're copying and imitating everyone's fucking move, and they feel they do one little dip. She's over. That is not voguing. That's not voguing.
It's not vulgar. And then I have a problem with judges. I have a problem with judges when a girl do a cute move and the judges want to stand up and say, oh, work, bitch. I think a judge shouldn't even move when it's a battle going on. To be honest with you, I think they're supposed to judge impartial. They're supposed to look at both bitches, not just look at the bitch that did a one cute move, but yet you got the other girl that performed the whole battle, but yet you didn't pay attention to her because this one girl did maybe one cute, stupid move and dipped on top of her forehead and jumped through a circus ring and all this bullshit. Like, girl, please.
Kelly, your thoughts, please. Kelly? Because you're kind of quiet.
My thoughts went over for me?
Yes. How do you feel about how do you feel about those situations?
Child, baby. I live for a girl that can entertain you, whether it's dramatics or whether it's off the cut, but I still want to see the performance in there. I just don't want to see just the spins and the grits. I want to see the hand performance and the floor performance all along with it, with all the dramatic stunts and everything. If you can do that, then I see it. But a lot of these girls can't do that. It's all about the spins and just the motherfucking difference. It's just a little bit of hands for a minute, but the basis of the performance is the spins and the dips.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
Keisha, well, Kelly, can I make it hot real quick, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
Keisha, can I ask you a question? Let's make it hot, and you can ask me the same question back. Can you name five of your favorite Vogue film girls and five girls that you don't see? And let's be honest here.
Okay. One, Taifa, Miss Wahi. Shay Shay, Miss Wahi. Yolanda Jordan. Some of the new girls, Ricky Allure. Prince Milan.
Okay, now who you don't see? Period.
Oh, and Cassandra. Cassandra Ebony.
Okay.
Cassandra
who
Ebony, without a doubt. Or oh, Antonia Ebony, without a doubt.
Who you don't see?
Girl, so many.
Okay,
so many.
Name
there's
name.
So many. But you know what? Here's the thing, Kelly. If that's only my opinion, okay, it's my opinion. I'm not going to put the girls on the spot because what Kelly may see. So it wouldn't be fair to me to say I don't see. Because apparently, if they're getting through and they're getting their life and they're getting their tens and their stars and statements, so fuck what I say. But I'm going to give you what in my opinion. And I'm sure the girls that I mentioned, the girls can all agree. They keep you all five elements.
Hold on, I just got a what the fuck that just came about, just came across my airwaves. It says, what the fuck is up with Dante ex Balenciaga wanting to sleep with all his men and people without condoms? What the fuck?
Mm. Wait, what's up with who?
Dante ex Balenciaga, the one that wore sex sirens.
The light skin one or the dark skin one?
The one that.
The dark skin one. Oh, y'all girls are so shady. The one that
well,
tanked.
Well, whoever said that, could you
I'm going to play fair game. I'm going to teach you. Hold on. We got a bunch of callers. 678-701, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 267-701, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hello?
Okay, I guess not. The next call I had is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Hello?
He busy getting fucked.
Private
honey,
caller,
hang
are you there?
Kelly,
he busy getting
jacked.
Okay,
hang
I guess
up,
you're
honey.
Not. The next call I have is 268-559. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yo, what the fuck? Got now.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you
yes,
in the bathroom?
Live on the
I'm
air.
Closer to the phone.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom smoking my good bit. Anywho, what the fuck is up with my favorite, like, legend out there in Philly, voguing, like, high as hell, tapping pussies on walls and shit? I heard she was carrying. Hey,
you talking about Miss Deja?
Deja, yeah.
Are you talking about Miss Deja Crackhead LaPerla?
Yeah, don't do that. Like, give her respect, you know.
Baby, you don't tell me what I need to do, honey. I say what the fuck I want to say. I'm this queen with 15 inches, girls. Your dick bigger than mine. I can say what the fuck I want to say, honey.
Well, who the fuck are you? Hold on. Calm down. Oh. Pull back DVD.
No, I don't have to pull back anything, girl. You pull it back
pull
for
back
me.
Pull back DVD, shorty.
You
calm
pull
down.
It back for me, honey. You pull it back
calm
for
down.
Me.
I want to. Calm down, shorty. I wasn't even talking about you.
Girl, I am calm, girl. You must not know me, honey. I ain't calm, calm, honey. Are you bothered? Are you bothered? Girl, you over there sounding like Alvernia's daughter, honey. You over there sounding like Alvernia's daughter, girl. Get your T6 too, girl. Get your T6 too, girl. You must be Alvernia's daughter, honey. Girl, hang up, honey. Hang up, girl.
Okay, thank you for definitely calling in. And I just got confirmation that only two members left and went back to the House of the Pearl from the House of Evisu. And the House of Evisu, the overall mother and the overall father, would like to wish them the best of luck, and it's no shade. Okay. Keisha, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. 15, do yours. 15, do your five. Okay, the five girls that I think that has performance down is just, this is what I think, because I look at all elements. I love Pretty Allure, no shade. She give you the elements. She give you hands, catwalk, duck walk, spins and dips, and core performance. I love Laomi Mizrahi. She's another bad bitch. I love Tim Milan. I love Prince Milan. Actually, I love all the Milans. The Milans eat it. No shade for the Vogue Femmes. It's no shade. They all eat it. I like Omari Mizrahi. I think he turns it. He gives you dramatic stunts, but he gives you all elements. Period. Now, to the girls I don't see, don't take it as shade. I just don't see it. I don't see Tony. I never saw it. I never will. Who else don't I see? I don't see Janice Manice. I never saw it. Never will. Who else don't I see? I don't see, what is that girl name? Miss Justin Kahn. It's no shade. Your dramatic stunts are cute, but get some new moves and get you some performance, girl. I don't see it right now. Who else I don't see? I don't see Miss Skittles Herrera. Oh, girl, I'm not even going to go there. I already talked about it. I'm not going to go there. I don't see it. Never did. And I don't see, and some other girls, I can't think of their names, so they some low pretty Ricky girls.
Hey, hold on, 15, I got a what the fuck for you. They're doing what the fuck, at 15, what twister she don't see. Which one she will.
What?
They're doing what the fuck, at 15, what twister she see, and what twister she don't.
What twisters do I see?
What
is Twister, honey? I know what really the twist is. What is Twister? I don't even know. Like, I don't pay attention to that category. That category is late, honey. Move on, honey. I don't even pay attention to that category. That category is one of the worst categories I've ever saw in my life.
Hey, you heard it. Hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
What's up? Can you hear me, Kelly?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yes, you're live, baby. You're live.
Can you hear me?
I said you're live, darling. We can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a couple. What the fuck? What the fuck is who are the motherfucking legends and the icons who are scared like 15 inches from saying these dumbass mole film girls come out here and kicking their legs up and not smoking, but these icons are scared of their girlfriends who are sitting next to them on the judges panel and the bitches ain't gonna say nothing. What the fuck is up with them and they supposed to be icons? How? And the ball is not like it was in the 80s.
Because those same icons are fucking them kids, honey. That's all, honey. There's nothing there.
My other, what the fuck is? What the fuck is up with all these butch queens and drags who is trying to walk femme queen? I mean, if you're a big ass man and you're ugly as a motherfucking man, you're going to be ugly as a motherfucking woman too. Because the key word, you're still a motherfucking man. I mean, what the fuck is up? Do they not know what a femme queen is?
Detroit.
I mean, it's the girls getting on the page. I mean, it's the girls looking at the ballroom tapes. Is the girls doing their history? No.
Can I make it hot?
What
the fuck is up with you not naming names? Can you give me a butch queen and drag that looks horrible that's trying to be a femme queen or whatever? Who you talking about? Can you name names? Girl, let's make it hot, honey. This is what the fuck
okay,
Tuesday.
Okay, girl. Well, look. You just make me a deal. I'm finna make it hot, and I'm finna put these names out here, and I'm done
name
with
them.
Tonight.
Okay,
and you
name
make
them.
It
let's
hot.
Start. Number
and
one.
You, hold
number
on.
One.
And you let me know who you are. These femme queens who look
mm-hmm.
like butch queens up in drags is
mm-hmm.
Janice Mizrahi, Kelly Mizrahi, bitch, and 15 inches, because that's what you sound like.
Oh, girl, ain't this Indiana not a punk? Honey, girl. Girl, little do you know I'm a butch queen. I'm not even a femme queen, girl. Move on, honey. You so dumb. Girl, move on.
The worst quality you have is 72.
Girl, you're so dumb.
Dylan, I thought.
72. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
I want to know what the fuck is up with these hard-ass misses getting through at every function when they're not performing. Well, let me put on
oh
the
girl, why are you talking about the misses? What the fuck is up with you Detroit girls keep calling in? And, honey, y'all look naughty karate girls. Y'all not even real, honey. You're not real, girl. I already clocked who you are, so, girl, I suggest you to hang up, girl.
Girl, please.
Right. Right. Don't gag. Don't gag. Because I've been doing it,
don't
do
the fuck
it.
Wait, hold on, because now I got a what the fuck. Now it's time for me to take off, because I ain't take off in a minute, honey. Now what the fuck is up with you nasty-ass, late motherfucking, hard-ass motherfucking bricks, unhating-ass motherfucking bitches trying to call in here and trying to come for my motherfucking daughter? You know you motherfucking naughty karate bitches got motherfucking nerve, bitch. You remember the last time a bitch came for my daughter, I read that bitch for motherfucking film. Now you motherfucking dirty-ass motherfucking fucking bitches, you know who the fuck you are, that want to keep calling in here, motherfucker, trying to say, y'all bitches need to get a motherfucking life, and y'all need to be worried about something else besides coming here, trying to read my daughter and bring my motherfucking daughter down, when my daughter is on the top of her motherfucking, peak of her motherfucking ladder, you nasty, disgusting, horrible, no life having ass motherfucking butch queen and motherfucking drag, you got motherfucking nerve, bitch.
You need to lay on your motherfucking mom, bitch.
Bitch, you need to get a motherfucking mold shot, bitch. That's what you need to motherfucking do. You need to get a motherfucking mold shot. Baby, trust me, she has a whole bunch of motherfucking molds, bitch. She travels from state to state, Miss State. Y'all motherfucking faggots is running around here, and y'all doing some motherfucking moves. You nasty ass, horrible ass motherfucking queen, you. You fucking like, bitch, and fuck a sick motherfucking dick. You nasty motherfucking faggot, you.
Kelly, you're
okay.
Arguing with a whole bunch of unreal Detroit femme queens.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who they are, girl. They ain't nothing new, honey. Move on.
I love Harley, like, queen, daddy.
So, move
on.
Time
to call her. You're live on the air of the recap show.
Yes, bitch,
I
am back.
Sorry.
What the fuck is up? I'm
what's
back,
on?
Girls. What's up?
What's going on?
I got another
what
the fuck.
What are you back for? It's your motherfucking undesirable, nasty motherfucking ass calling in here private because you ain't got no motherfucking bro. I respect the real motherfucking bitch that'll come to my motherfucking
oh,
face.
You want me
and to say
to
my motherfucking
face?
You're
you know
you're a motherfucking bad bitch.
Ball, bitch.
You're not a motherfucking, you're not a motherfucking bad
ball,
bitch.
Bitch.
You're not a bad
ball,
bitch. When you see
her
from the New York, when you see her from the
New
York,
you're a New York Giant, Kelly. You're a New York Giant, girl. That's what you are.
You bet you slap me on my shoulder.
You
nasty, undesirable motherfucking you need to get a motherfucking life, bitch. Okay? You got fucking nerves to talk about. You're going to tap me on my shoulder, bitch. I want you to tap me on my shoulder. You undesirable, unworthy, motherfucking nasty-ass fucking faggot, you.
Kelly, you don't know who that is? I could tell you who that is off back because I clocked that voice already from last night, honey. I listened to the archives. I know who that is. You should know who that is, too, by now.
Baby, I'm not worried about those nasty queens, Miss Craig.
I understand.
They're
running
around in their
new
world, bitch. They'll be all right on it. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hey.
Private caller, you're live.
I'm here.
What's going on, baby? You're live on the air.
Hold on.
No, we don't hold on, honey. You say what the fuck you got to say or hang up.
Oh, my God. Kelly is beating me.
What's going on? What'd you say? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's living with my parents.
Hmm?
She's calling you.
Hello?
Hey, little queen. Say what you got to say, girl.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes, you're live over here, baby.
I can't. Right. Is she here?
Oh, girl. She must be on the cricket phone, honey. Girl, come on, honey.
Private caller, you're live over here, or what the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Bitch, you still a big ass giant, you nasty
fat ass
bitch.
Hang up,
and I'm coming to New York for the New York Awards ball, bitch. La 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 la. You fair queen, lesbian ass bitch. Now all you bitches. And when I come to the East Coast, I'm bashing Kelly in her head, and I'm bashing every bitch behind Kelly who feel raw about it, bitch. Now that you stank ass bitch, that's why you on there blue 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 blue. Bitch, I wake the show up. I sure do, honey. I sure do, bitch. You misses are stupid. Bitch, you do the duel stupid. Bitch, I'm a big Kelly ass. I'm a big Kelly. I'm a big Kelly ass like they should have did in Detroit. I'ma get a bitch a Midwest ass whooping that she been needing. Cause the big New York motherfucking giant gas. The bitch, big bitch from the main stop. I'ma be Jack and I'ma fuck you up. So I'll just let you know, bitch, you been chopped. Officially, legend and all, bitch. You're chopped. You're 15 inches. His motherfucking butch queen, lesbian ass girlfriend is chopped, bitch, because ain't none of you bitches got nothing on none of us. Why you wanna sit somewhere and breathe some motherfucking body, bitch? Bitch, that's what your mama sound like, bitch. That's what your pussy over there saying. That's why you need to go to the hospital, bitch. Now, because I'ma tell you like this, bitch, your Hermes is fucking up, bitch. That's what it sound like, bitch. Now.
Hello, 15.
15 inches still won't say her name with her scary ass. Now, the bitch had a lot of mouth towards Al Bernie, but when a bitch get up here who got the balls, who will let you bitches know who I am, you bitches don't have to find one. I mean, what it is, girl? What the fuck? What the fuck is up with you scary ass bitches rapping on the radio, bitch? What the fuck is up?
So you call from T was her name, but you call me here, motherfucker, private.
Bitch,
you
bitch, 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 I'll call
way
you with my number. Bitch, I will call you with my number. Hold on.
Okay,
I will call right back in first
number
one. Bye. Bye.
Go ahead and call it. Call in with your number,
nigga,
girl. Say your name.
Your motherfucking name. Bitch, you know, let's get a motherfucking car, bitch.
Girl,
what the fuck?
I don't
know
you
got
to
know a private
caller.
I don't know what the fuck is up with you.
Big ass. She came breathing when she walked. M-up neck looking. Big tucky mouth, gobble gobble looking ass bitch.
Oh, there go her again, honey. Like I said, she's not going to call in with her real number, girl. Like I said.
I'm glad you got these late ass motherfucking queens from motherfucking Detroit calling in with their number motherfucking block. And they want to sit here and read it, all types of shit, and say, I'm glad you got bitches is reading now. But bitches, when I was reading at the board this day, and bitches wanted to fight and wanted to attack, nobody was jumping, bitch.
Shut up!
I got the phone, I chopped that motherfucking bitches on Saturday, bitch, and I walked with y'all bitches on motherfucking Sunday. Y'all bitches are still ugly, y'all ain't motherfucking real mistake, and y'all need to get a motherfucking life. Y'all a motherfucking Detroit motherfucking
shut
life.
Shut up!
Okay. Private caller is alive on the air on what the fuck Tuesday.
Oh, Miss Green, that's her again, girl. That's her again. Oh, girl.
Can't we all just get along?
I knew it. I knew it. Hang her up.
Private caller, you there?
Can't we all just get along?
Girl, we
can't get along because those niggas are disrespectful. Those are disrespectful ass niggas. And when you got disrespectful ass niggas, you gotta go and train those motherfucking niggas. And those are some disrespectful ass motherfucking niggas, and those niggas need to be tamed. They're gonna come to motherfucking New York and do what, Miss Faye? Bitch, I came to your motherfucking state, bitch, and you said, bitch, bitches don't come in my state and pop motherfucking shit. And I said, well, bitch, I'm in your motherfucking state, bitch, and I'm talking motherfucking shit. And a bitch ain't pop the fuck off. Now, bitch, wanna come and be a regular motherfucking gangster? Suck my motherfucking dick, faggot. Okay. Now, Back to my last 23 minutes of What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
I'm
having a good day, Miss Day. And I'm about to go to Vogue Tuesday, Miss Day. And I'm going to go down to Vogue Tuesday tonight, Miss Day, honey. These girls want to call in here, want to try it, Miss Day. Oh, no, we got another caller. 267-701. You're live on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is up with Dawn LaCroix up on the panel looking like Charles from the Crypt, like she wrapped in a coffin with two bowls?
I don't know.
Call it 267. Ms.
I don't know. Thank you for calling in, 267.
Okay, my love.
Hey, Trojan.
What the fuck?
Baby, the girls are trying to connect, honey. What the fuck?
Oh, they just had me tackled down. I'm sorry, Kelly. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what the fuck? You hear me, April? I said it. Fuck your bitches, what? I'm a stay poppin' shit. Anybody want? Come see me.
Ooh, that just tickled my
honey.
Oh,
so we got another caller. I mean, we got another caller. 410-655, you're live on the air. What the Fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Kel, I just wanted to know, is it true, it was just a rumor I heard, but is it true that the ball is supposed to be at the lab, the New York City Awards ball, again?
Yes, it's at the lab.
Yeah, the ball is moved to the lab.
That is horrible. Y'all, they still patronize that place, even though they don't even use the girls.
You know what? I don't like
the
lab either, but hey,
lab,
you know, it is what it is. Either go or you don't go, honey.
Yeah, that's true. I just wanted to know that. And this show was off the hook.
She
won't
be there. Her mother getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. She got no choice but to be there. I see you at the door, Naiva.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. Baby, I'm gagging this thing. What happened to that football player, Miss Day? He told me he was calling back in here to say his name, Miss Day. And he didn't call back in here. What happened?
Did you catch what I told you? I told you who she was. If you heard me thinking, I was thinking her name.
I want that Rock Wallen to call back in here. I guess his motherfucker is
Kelly.
His dog.
Kelly, while she was talking, I was singing opera. I was singing her name. I was telling you who she was, honey. I knew exactly who she is. That's why, honey, I know
this. We got a caller, honey. Hold on. Let me take this caller that we got coming in. Honey, hold on. Hold on. We got a caller coming in. And this caller is, hold on, 317-845.
Indiana.
You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck? I called with my motherfucking number. So
who
still got something to say?
I told you, Indiana,
yes,
like I
bitch.
Said. And I
it's
know exactly
me,
who you are, girl. You're going to get it.
Who am I?
Don't worry about it, honey. Just know that you
who
know
am I, girl?
Right. I know that you can't be called a kid.
Nobody is special, baby. It's 2011. You can take it. You can heck and make any motherfucking number and call in here. You a bold bitch. You tell me your motherfucking name, bitch. I'll be able to
you
want to
know my name? You want to know my motherfucking name, bitch? If it's that motherfucking
yeah,
bitch, if you really want to know my motherfucking name, bitch? Now,
yeah,
bitch.
Nigga.
This is
yeah,
my motherfucking
name,
bitch.
Nigga.
I'm a Herrera. My name is James Herrera.
Okay,
Jay. He's lying.
And you will see
Kelly,
me, and
Kelly.
You will see me in less than 20
Kelly,
days.
She's lying. Kelly, she's lying. Her name is not Jane Herrera, honey. You want me to spill your real tea? Like I said, you're Opie's child,
yes,
honey. Don't
spill
let
it. Spill
it. Spill
it. You've
been
quite
a few houses.
Spill it.
And if you
spill
are
it.
Herrera, which you may have been, you
spill
may be a Herrera
spill
now.
Spill
but
spill my name, girl.
Redline.
No, no. Since
you
know
to be
me,
a redline.
Did you
used
I
to
sure
be a redline? Miss Entice. Your name is Entice. I know exactly who you are because I know your voice. You're Entice Redline, that big, fat, dark-skinned bitch that battled Miss Malachi at the Scotta Ball in 2000 motherfucking six. I know who you are, girl. You're enticed. Your name is not Jane, so that's your new name. Now, do you want to play this game, girl?
Do you want to play this game, honey?
Yo, I know exactly hung up the phone, buddy.
Now, that's how you snatch it, honey.
That Tyson, bitch.
And that's how you snatch it,
buddy.
Honey.
Hold
that's
on.
Snatch it, girl.
Hold on, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the motherfucking What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yo, Kelly, you pop a whole bunch of shit for all. Every time you in a club or some shit, the Ebony's always whooping on you. You still pop shit. That shit don't make
and
no
this
sense.
Thing, and this thing, you still get fucked by Fem Queens, honey, raw. Now,
Who's with me, baby? I've been out for 15 years. Who is with me, baby? Who gonna trust me, bro?
Who gonna trust me, boo?
Okay. Exactly, like I motherfucking thought, bitch. Please. Okay?
Okay?
You motherfucking queen?
A
motherfucking
I have a
lady.
Kelly, can I give one more what the fuck? It's itching on my tongue real quick. Real quick. What the fuck is up with Entice not calling back in, girl? I just snatched your wig, honey. Like you said, your name is James Herrera. You spilled your own tea by saying your name is James Herrera. James is your middle name, girl. Like I said, I know who you are. Keep playing, honey. Keep playing the radio.
Honey. We gotta play this game with these queens, honey.
Do y'all want to keep playing with these funny voices with me, girl? I clock tease, honey. I know a lot of you girls, honey. Let's not play. I've been in the business, like I said before, 15 years. If you didn't learn from Skittles Herrera incident when I read the House of Herrera, girl, you better know now. Don't play with me, honey.
Well, baby. Oh, the stag, honey. My voice is going crazy, honey. These girls are ready.
Yes, I did, ballroom overseer. I snatched her wig quickly. She asked for it, honey.
I just got some tea to say. She doesn't even live in Detroit anymore, Miss Faye. They scared her.
No,
they
let
her out of Detroit, Miss Faye, for running her motherfucking mouth so much, Miss Faye. And the girl already waiting to whoop her motherfucking ass. And that just came to me and a motherfucking Yahoo message.
Kelly, you can find her on YouTube. Her name is Entice Herrera, or you can look up Entice Revlon. It's that big fat black bitch with the fucked up teeth. She's noticeable. Actually, she was at the same ball you was at in Kentucky. She was at the ball in Kentucky that you were at. It was some ball that she was at in Kentucky. I think it was like a rumble ball or something like that. Miss Entice was there too that same night, honey.
I'll see Miss Entice, honey. I'm going to entice her at the minimum, and this goes to you.
If you feel so bad to leap or whatever, you got to say what you got to say. Don't get your little your brothers and your sisters and like Opie kids, because I know you're Opie's daughter. So if you want to try it and have and you want to tell Miss Opie that Miss Kelly want to fight you or whatever, don't have your family try to jump in this shit, because if you try to jump in this shit, you're going to gag. I know where you stay, girl. So don't try it. And just to let you know, the police is still looking for you. So don't do it, girl. Don't do it.
You just got out of jail for check riding.
Now, let's not play this game. Do you want to go back to jail?
Because
I can pull it.
The police is still looking for him in Detroit for check riding, honey. That's the team that just came through. The police is looking for.
I offer a reward, Mustang.
I am trying to get a new truck, Mustang, out of me. I have my car. I want to upgrade her to a truck. So if they offer a reward, Mustang, honey, you know. He's not even in Chicago or anything, Mustang. He moved to motherfucking Virginia. Kelly, listen.
She used to stay in Kentucky with Miss Erica Kane, Ms. Arahi, and with Kitty Balenciaga. All them girls know her. They know who Entice is. Entice used to stay in Kentucky. She got kicked out of Kentucky because she was running from the police. They call her in Indiana. She got arrested. So when she got out of jail, she moved to Detroit. She pulled that check right in Detroit. So now they're looking for her. She ran back to Indiana up under Miss Opie house, and they better watch it because I know where all those girls stay. All I have to do is call 911.
She moved from
all
Kentucky.
I have to do
she
is listen.
Now.
baby, all I have to do is list addresses. Should I go to Indianapolis, Indiana? Should I start with the zip code or should I start with the address? What should I start with first? Now, let's not play this game. I don't hear her calling in now.
You want to start what?
I don't hear her calling in now. I don't hear her calling in talking that shit now, honey. Come
Whoa,
on,
this
is some
drag queen named Oprah whipped his ass at the club in Detroit, and he left town within 24 hours.
Wait a minute. I'm gagging at the drag queen name was Oprah. What kind of name is that, girl?
Oh, no.
That's the drag's name. Her name is Oprah. Ooh, oh, my.
Ooh, and name. Ooh, no, honey. Mr. Tice Sibley is his name. That's his government name. Mr. Tice Sibley.
Oh,
yes, Miss Girl. Mr. Tice, if you're still out there, you have the phone out there, you're listening, honey, please stop enticing me, okay? Because now we can play this game, Miss Thing. I have your government name, Miss Thing.
We see that they're hard. I want to know how, like, the face, which is you, Kelly, of all of these femme queens, how could you sit here and call another girl hard when you're a fucking brick, girl?
Oh, this thing. This is bipolar. Are you bipolar?
Then you got that 15-inch dick tranny on this line.
Yes, and I'm fucking your mother, and I fucked your father and your mother, and we had you, honey.
Girl, you can't have shit like me, because, see, I'm real out. You're a brick, baby.
Oh, Miss Thing, you're real what? You're real tired, honey.
I'm real, and I'm over.
Girl, you're real tired and drained out, honey. You're tired and drained out.
I just wanted to speak to
Kelly,
though. I just wanted to speak to Kelly.
Girl, you sound like a North Dakota dirtbag queen, honey. Dirt road queen.
But I
want
to talk to Kelly, not you.
Girl, so put your hands on it. No. You can't talk to Kelly. Girl, you don't need to talk to Kelly. Kelly is legendary.
Kelly
is legendary. She don't need to address you. You're a nobody. You're a no
queen.
You're
a psychic.
You're a naughty karate girl.
Okay,
naughty
next call we have is 317-833. We're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's up? This is Opie. First of all, this child, Vengeance, you need to stop calling in and saying that you're my child because you're not. That's for number one. Number two, to you, Miss 15 Inches, that is not Entice. And Entice has never lived in Detroit. Her name is not James. Her name is Edward, okay?
Girl, we already know that. We already
need to stop bashing
my child.
Girl,
you didn't even cut.
Excuse me.
You
need to stop bashing my
child
on this show, okay?
Please,
Opie,
please.
I don't have an alias. You're on here with the alias, and I'm telling you, this is Opie Ebony, and stop bashing my motherfucking child on the show,
okay?
Okay?
Well, congratulations.
Now, as far as that little girl, she is not my child, and she needs to stop calling into shows saying that she's my motherfucking child.
Don't hang up yet. I have a question. Opie, can I ask you a question? Opie, can I ask you a question? This is What the Fuck Tuesday.
You can ask whatever you want.
Yes, thank you. Now, what the fuck is up with you keep having sex with your kids raw? Now, let's feel the real tea, honey. Let's keep on playing if you want to play this game.
No, what the fuck
let's
is
see.
Up with you
let's
on this
see.
Show right
why?
Here,
don't
buddy, but
that.
You can't give out your real name? Now, what the
girl,
fuck is up with
that?
Okay,
let me see what my real name is.
Hello?
My name is Miss Entice Opie Ebony.
Bitch?
My name is Entice Herrera Opie Ebony. That's my name. Entice Herrera Opie Ebony. That's my name. My name is Entice Herrera Opie Ebony. My name
is Opie Ebony.
My name is
okay?
Edward.
So if
my
you
want to
talk
Edward.
Shit, bitch, be real and be your motherfucking self. Okay?
Okay, girl.
Period.
Okay, girl. Just put your dick out your kids, honey. Put your dick out your kids, honey. Do that for me, honey.
I'm having fun listening to your show, but I just want to call and let y'all know that Vengeance child is not my child, and she needs to stop saying
yes,
my motherfucking
is.
Name.
Yes, she is.
Okay?
She's a size girl.
And
Edward,
whoever
honey.
You are, look, girl,
Edward.
You don't know me. You
she's
don't
Edward.
Know me, okay?
Girl, I don't
want to
know you, girl.
I would like for
you
to come up to me
in
the mall and tap me on my shoulder,
girl.
Bitch.
Listen,
and
I would never want to know
you. Are,
listen, you
I'm
are a dirty Indiana queen. You are a dirty Indianapolis queen with bad teeth.
And I'm letting you know this, bitch, and I don't have an alias. My motherfucking name is Opie Ebony, bitch, and I'm at every ball, bitch, and I'll be at the next one, okay?
Girl, and you're
good
still
day.
Not legendary. You're always tired.
Okay.
You're always
I'm not
tired.
Legendary, and
you're
I've never claimed to be legendary,
tired.
Bitch, and you're a motherfucking nobody. I'm behind
you're
a motherfucking alien. You know
girl.
Good for nothing. Let
Opie, don't yell too
faggot.
Hard.
That's
I,
what the fuck
Opie,
you
don't
are.
Yell too hard. I don't want your name to pop out your ball head.
Skinny, cockeyed, saber-toothed, long-necked giraffe. Look at that. That's what the fuck you are.
Girl.
Now,
oh, girl, go ride horses.
Now,
you say, go ride horses. Go ride horses,
I'll be
girl.
At the next bar. I'll
go
be at the next bar. And matter of fact, I'll
girl.
Bring in tight with me, bitch, since you want to be cute, Miss Thing.
Girl, go milk a cow. Go milk a cow, honey.
Now,
go to your farm and milk a cow,
with that, bitch?
Go milk a cow. Go make my milk.
What the
girl,
fuck is up with that? I'll be at the New York
milk.
Wait,
okay,
I'll be at the
okay,
Midwest
I ran out of milk. Can you milk
Midwest
can you
in Chicago? I'll be at
can
the LaCroix Ball. And I'll be at motherfucking North Carolina, bitch. If you got me, come get some.
And you still never
want to
yeah,
and also,
legendary.
I want to give a shout
girl.
Out to my father, Andre Miller.
Blah, 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 blah.
Good day.
Good day. Thank you.
Good day, you faggot.
Good day, thank you. Miss my
caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Bitch, I'm still about to fuck you up, bitch. Know it. But, bitch, I'm going to hit you in your mouth, Kelly, at the motherfucking New York Awards Ball, since you don't know who I am, bitch, and they're trying to tell you I'm enticed. So when I walk up on you, it just socks you in your motherfucking mouth in front of your manly-ass Mizrahi family, bitch. Don't be mad. And if 50 inches, whoever the dumb bitch is, if that bitch feel wrong, I'll stand there with my hands in the air. Know that, bitch, because you bitches is real hard over a radio. But you see, Kelly had popped that shit in Detroit because God has saved her ass. They need to save her ass. And you see, 15 inches ain't big nowhere to get into no shit.
Oh,
so therefore, you slaughter, slut motherfucking flubber monkey, bitch. You jelly-faced, big-ass guy, bitch. Now, so therefore, I'm going to bop you bitches in the mouth because you bitches think you know. Know it, bitch. Know it, bitch. Know that, bitch. Now, because ain't nobody scared of you, bitch.
Edward.
I'm going to let you know this, baby. Since you're still on the phone line, I have to get you a mute since you wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. The only thing I'm going to tell you is, baby, bring the motherfucking noise, Miss Tay. Because when I step into the building at the awards room, Miss Tay, I'm going to step in there the same way I always step into a function. As mother, with my dress, with my name flowing, and I'm going to be fitted. So when they call me out for LSS, baby, you bust me in my motherfucking mouth, baby. I want you to bust me in my mouth as soon as they call me out for LSS, baby, because you ain't got to worry about it being grand prize performance as a house. Because what's going to happen, it's going to be your ass with my house, with me, and not with none of my children at all. I don't need an entourage, baby. I dance alone, baby. I'm a one-woman motherfucking show. And my last and final caller for the night is the legendary icon, Tony Revlon. You're live on the air. Hold on. What is going on with my switchboard, honey? Can you get switchboard? Get it together. Baby, don't worry about it, sister. I ain't worried about them. Honey, this phone is. Which one is carrying on, honey? Come on. The boss is carrying on, honey. The boss is carrying on, honey. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. Honey, I'm trying to get these boys together. So I'm about 15. Are you still here? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello, Tony, are you there? Hello? Oh, my God. This fucking shit is carrying the fuck on, honey. It's doing shows. Tasha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, 15, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm waiting
Tony,
for
you
to come back in.
Tony, are you there? Oh, my God. Baby, it's too late for another hour, honey. I gotta get ready to go to the club, honey. This phone is doing shows, honey. I'm trying to get Tony on the line, but the switchboard is like really acting up tonight.
Who asked for another hour? We don't need another hour because I'm tired of those Indiana Queens calling in, honey.
Tony, are you there? Hello. 443-529, you're live on the air. Okay, well, I guess not. 15, say goodnight to the girls. We about to get up out of here.
Good night, Kelly. Good night, Tyson. Good night, boy. Good night, everyone. I'm out.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Israel. I love you all for loving me, honey. I'll see you back here on another night for the show, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you go into tonight, please make sure you practice safe sex. The life you say will be your own. Good night. Okay.